Welcome to Fast Break this week, as we're going to go through some of the games for round 7 and round 8 coming up in the NBL 1 West. And very big show as always. We have some very big guests coming on this week. And I love, as always, got to shout out my sponsors, Buckets Basketball. I've been there putting in some work this week and love going there. And hit me up. You know, I want to see more people down there, especially for NBL 1 players. You got to get down there. They do a great job supporting the community, and they've also done a lot of stuff with other clubs. So shout out to them. They're a very big sponsor. A lot of stuff coming from them. Cozy Section as well, located in Hillary's Boat Harbour. Check them out for, you know, some of the freshest gear. And also they've got a lot of sneakers there as well. But they're bringing out some of their own clothes at the moment. So they've got some stuff for winter coming out. So look at that. And then also Hoop with them, doing a great job there with all the kids. Marty Nelson, shout out to him as always. Before I start the show as well, I wanted to say next week I will not be here. I'll actually be in Sydney. So rather than not have a show, there is going to be something special. So someone is going to step in the chair and take the show over for 1 week. So I hope it goes well. This person is very excited to do it. So I'm really happy and I'm really excited to listen to the show next week. So listen out for that. It's going to be a bit of a different taste to what you usually hear. But I'm super excited and super excited for the show today. Hopefully everyone is having a great Mother's Day weekend. And had a great weekend, and a lot of basketball has been had this week. But let's get into the women's round as always. And joining me from the Coburn Cougars, and she's played 200 games this weekend, it's Jessie Edwards. Jessie, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk with me.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And Jessie, like I said, 200 games for you. And, you know, you played in the WNBL. You've played for the Cougars, played for the Suns. You've had a great career so far, and you know, you're still not finished. But how does it feel to just get to that 200 milestone?
Yeah, it feels really good. Excuse me, my voice.
That's okay. Yeah.
It feels really good to get to that number of games. It's really big achievement for anyone to reach. So I'm really happy that I've been able to get that many games in NBL 1 West and SBL, I guess.
Mm. And, quickly talk about the Cougars this year. You guys have a really different team compared to, like, the championship team last year, but still a lot of the core. You know, like, your duo with Jewel Williams, I think, is one of the best in the league. Regan Turnau-McCarty, who came from the Goldfields. Danny Raber as well, who's come over from Israel. She's also New Zealander as well. Got the national, the dual citizenship. And a lot of, you know, of the usual bench players and role players you've had last year. But how are you girls feeling this year? And still a very big roster and, as I mentioned, different to the championship team, but still a very competitive roster. And how are you feeling with the Cougars this year?
Yeah, I think even though we have some different faces this year, our kind of team, I guess you call it team ethos or whatever, is still pretty much the same as last year. And I think this year, you know, we've seen a lot more of J.S. Scafidi as well. I think she's had an exceptional start to the year, honestly. She's one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker on our team. So I always love seeing her on the floor as well. But I think we've had to incorporate a bunch of new people this year, and we're starting to get there now, I think, but I'm really looking forward to what the rest of the year holds.
Mm. And we were speaking off air about having, you know, a bit of a life change for you with working in the mines and you know, having a job change in your life. And how's it been so far, like juggling NBL 1, like basketball, and also your work? And how's that been, you know, because we spoke off air and you said this is, you know, totally different from what you'd usually do. So how's that kind of juggling your life at the moment with basketball and work?
It has been an adjustment because I've never done anything like this before while playing basketball. So, I play every time I'm back from work, which gives me a good amount of time because, you know, obviously I have the whole day off when I'm back for the whole week. Mm. But it's a bit sad as well, you know, not to be able to be there every week with my girls too. But just makes me want to play harder when I am there, I guess.
Mm. Well, you girls are sitting third at the moment with a 7-2 roster. And I also forgot to mention Alex Cibatoni as well on that, because she's, I'd say, a huge addition to the team this year. What does Alex bring to the team? You know, she's coming from her time with the Perth Lynx, and also last year she was, a player head coach for the Slammers. So now she's gone back to her role as usual, what she used to have playing for Rockingham. But what does she bring to your side this year?
Like you said, she has all of that experience, and she's a really smart player as well. I love playing with Shiba because she's got a really high basketball IQ. Mm. And she brings that leadership as well. Like you said, she's coached the team, she's played in a team, she's played in the National League. She's done everything. So I think she's got really good head on her shoulders and a lot of experience to bring to our team too.
Mm. Yeah, well, she's definitely a big, injection to the team, and big things from Tyrone Thwaites, as always, head coach. We love him on the show. I love to shout him out because I know he always supports me with the show. But, and how's it been, this year, you playing for Tyrone again? He's a busy, busy man. But what do you love about playing for Tyrone Thwaites? I've asked you this before, but let's shout him out because he's always listening to the show. And, I just want to give him some love.
Yeah, one of my favourite things about having Tyrone for a coach is he's a real people person. I'm sure most of us have experienced a lot of different coaches who find it difficult to really connect with the players, but I think Tyrone really prioritises that above everything else.
Mm. Yeah, well, shout out to Tyrone. He's doing his thing. And, the Cougars, as I mentioned, sitting third. But, Jesse, it's a very big round this week. It's pink round, supporting breast cancer. And a lot of people have been wearing pink, pink socks. They've been wearing, even the Redbacks getting the pink jerseys, even the Rocky and Flames as well, and a lot of raffles going on. I know for you it's a very, close subject, and you have your own story. And I was wondering if you can talk about that and, why does pink ground mean a lot to you?
Yeah, so when I was about, I'd say probably around like 9 or 10 or something, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so she ended up passing away from it when I was about 14 or 15. Mm. So I had that real personal firsthand experience to see, what it does to some people. And the sad thing is that it's really common, most of us probably know somebody who has been diagnosed with it or is fighting it at the moment. And because it's so common, that's why I think it's so important for us to keep doing rounds like this. Even though everybody is very aware of breast cancer, it's such a huge problem that all this fundraising and everything is still so important. Mm.
Yeah, well, it is a huge round, and definitely there's people in even my life who have had it and fought it, still fighting it. But what would you say to maybe families who might be struggling? Is there anything that you might have been able to look through? Any positives? Is there something that you could help other people that may be listening who might be going through that struggle?
Yeah, I just want to say there's resources and help out there. It's an incredibly difficult thing both to experience, firsthand and secondhand. Having a family member or a friend or somebody close to you that's suffering with it, it can really impact you and your mental health. And I'm really big about mental health. So, so reach out. There's people there, friends, family, even if you don't want to talk to, like a therapist or something. But to me, I think the most important thing is community and connection in a time that you can feel so alone.
Mm, yeah. Well, Jesse, yeah, thank you so much for that. But let's go. Quickly for people, anyone that wants to support, definitely donate. I was there donating. I was at the Lakeside game as well against Willerton, and they had a bit of a raffle going on. So I bought some raffle tickets. Didn't win, but that's okay. That doesn't matter at the end of the day. Jesse, let's get to round 7 in the NBL One West Mitsubishi Motors season 2024. And on Friday night, it was your Coburn Cougars getting a huge win against the Perth Redbacks. And this is not surprising. I think you guys are a great team, but I think for the Perth Redbacks, 102-44 win for your girls. And you guys were 35-15 in the first quarter. Second quarter, it was 24-8 to you guys, and 23-9. In the third quarter, and not allowing them to score over 15 points in any quarter. And for them, a few outs for them, as we know, Annalie Maley not there. Nat Cho actually wasn't playing. I think she was actually suited up, but didn't actually get to play. Quickly before we go through the scorers, how did you girls feel in that big win against Redbacks?
I wasn't actually there for that game.
Oh, sorry, Jesse. Yeah, you weren't. My bad.
But I mean, yeah, I'm super proud of all the girls, and I think they really worked together and rebounded quite exceptionally for playing against a team that's quite strong rebounders in general.
Yeah. No, that's my bad. I actually had it in my head, do not ask Jessie how she played, because I knew you weren't there. But I definitely watched the game. But some scorers, it was Steph Gorman, Defensive Player of the Year, 28 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Jewel Williams as well, 24 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Danny Raber as well, 11 points, 21 rebounds, 6 assists. A big win for the Cougars. And then for the Perth Redbacks, it was very low scoring for them. Shanae Hartree was 9 points, 9 rebounds. And Raya Thompson as well, adding 8 points in that one. A big win, as I mentioned, for the Cougars. And another big win on the table for the Perry Lakes Hawks at Bendat Basketball Center. It was a 94-38 win against the Eastern Suns. Just scoring 38 in this one for the Suns. And some scorers for Perry Lakes: Ash Eisenbarger, 20 points, 13 rebounds. Grace Stone with 16 points, 8 rebounds. Beige Harris off the bench as well with 13 points, 5 rebounds. And for the Suns, it was Tiana Sears with 9 points, 12 rebounds. And Olivia Berry with the 8 points, 5 rebounds. Unlucky loss for the Suns. And let's go to the Battle of Joondalup. It was at HBF Arena, Joondalup. It was the Warwick Senators coming out on top against Joondalup, 79-65. I saw that the stadium was packed, as always, and just some scorers for the Wolves in this one. Julia Chandler, 12 points, 11 rebounds. Sarah Toena with 16 points, 6 rebounds. And for the Warwick Senators, it was Stacey Barr adding 28 points, 7 rebounds. And Chloe Forster as well, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And she's had a great season so far, Chloe Forster. Your thoughts on the Battle of Joondalup in this one, Jesse? Let's maybe start off with Joondalup. They are a very different team to what we've seen in the past. Darren Huff coming in, Julia Chandler, her nickname is Peanut, and that's what it was. Serena Tuatelli, I think. Her nickname's Peanut. Shout out to her. Sarah Toena as well. They really have a different Joondalup team this year compared to the past. But they're definitely still a team to watch out for, and they're sitting pretty high on the ladder at the moment. I think it was their only second loss this season so far. But what's your thoughts on Joondalup if you've seen them this year?
Yeah, I think even though, like you said, they look a lot different to last year, I think they've still got a lot of really talented players. And like most teams in this league, you can't just discount them because they look different from last year.
Mm. And then for Warwick, Chloe Forster, who's having a great season. They got Izzy Miotti as well this year. Nat Burton still with them. Stacey Barr, Carly Murphy, and then, Marina Whittle still waiting to come in for them. And that's a huge signing. Marina Whittle coming into the NBL One West. Like, what's that going to do? We've had Annalie Maley as well. We're getting these, top tier players coming to play for the league. Like, I know it's a bit, I think it's not worrying, but it's just like, oh no, like they're getting even better. But you just got to think of the bigger picture of how great our league is getting. But what's your thoughts on that signing? The Warwick Senators just getting even better with Marina Whittle.
I mean, I welcome it, to be honest. Like you said, it's a really good thing for the league, for every team to get stronger and stronger. And I think it just raises the quality of the league and the profile of the league. Because I've been playing in this league for a long time, since like 2010 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the amount of change I've seen over that almost 15 years has just been really incredible, the amount of changes and the profile that's increased of our league. So I'm super excited, you know, even though she's coming in for the team we're about to play. I'm super excited to have her come into the league.
Yeah, big signing. We can't wait to have her on our NBL One West courts. And let's go to Saturday night, as it was at Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. The Perth Redbacks getting a win against the Southwest Slammers, 95-54. And the Perth Redbacks in this one, Nat Cho did play in this one on the Saturday night, 26.6 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 steals. Michaela Perini adding 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Sinead Hartree with 19 points, 9 rebounds, and then Brooke Malone adding a double-double with 11 points, 19 rebounds. And for the Slammers, it was Bree Chalk with 7 points, 3 rebounds as well. Donovan off the bench as well with 14 points, 5 rebounds. And a big win as well for the Perth Redbacks after their loss on Friday night. And a doubleheader for your Cockburn girls, as it was 87-70 win against the Warwick Senators. And just some scorers: Carly Murphy, 24 points, 11 rebounds. Stacey Barr also adding 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And then for the Cockburn Cougars, it was Danny Raber with 17 points, 10 rebounds. Alex Cibitone was big in this one, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And Jewel Williams as well, 14 points, 4 rebounds. And Jesse yourself, 13 points, 9 rebounds. And, you know, it's kind of a different role for you this year, especially with your work. But how are you fitting into your different role? Maybe, you know, coming off the bench and you know, just having this different role than you've had in the past.
It's an easy transition for me, honestly, because I know what my role is in this team. And the great thing about it is that I get to come out each game that I play, and I don't have to worry about scoring 20 points a game because we've got so many fantastic scorers on our team. So that kind of frees me up to play more as like of a defensive anchor and, you know, help on the boards. And I still get my time, you know, to score in that as well. So it's actually been a pretty easy transition for me.
And yeah, a big win for your girls against a Warwick team who are playing great this year. And then let's go to Lakeside Rec Centre, as the Lakeside Lightning got a win against the Willetton Tigers, 97-79. And Lakeside looked kind of unbeatable in this one against a Willetton team who I was surprised, you know, looked at times, couldn't really compete with Lakeside. But Willetton, you know, still going through stuff, you know, losing Imani Guy, having, you know, a new import step in. So, you know, a lot of transition there. And some scorers for Lakeside: it was Tej Morrell with 25 points, 11 rebounds. Katie Jones, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. She was big. Tier usage as well. She was shooting, you know, she was lights out from the three-point line. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And it was Garud with 19 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. And for Willow, it was, their new import, Gillian Archer, 23 points, 8 rebounds. Mel Brukanovic with 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And Desiree Kelly, 14 points, 6 rebounds. Jesse, I don't know if you got to see this one. As I said, I was actually in attendance for it. But, I think the Lakeside Lightning are a very interesting team. They have a really good starting five, you know, with Gerard, with having Tej Morrell, Emma Burks. You know, she's only the 4 rebounds in this, but she produces pretty good defense. And Tia Usic, she was playing great last night. And then Katie Jones coming back for them, and also Jade Gowland off the bench. They're definitely a team to watch out for this year. And I know, Jesse, you might have not seen them, but from what you know about them, they're still definitely a team to watch out for.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, they have a bunch of talented players, like all of the girls you just listed. Like, Tija's such a fantastic player. She's so strong. She's such a great finisher. And then, like you said, you have Tia, you know, you have Katie and everyone. And any night, they can just come out smack you, you know.
Yeah. I think it's just with all the teams this year, they've been, you know, it's so interesting to see. There's a lot of talent in the league. And even with Willetton, like Grace Foster as well, Gillian Archer coming in, as I mentioned, Amy Jacobs, Mel Brukanovic, Desiree Kelly, Claire Jacobs, Katie Duncan, and Kiara Waite. They're also a team. And I'm just surprised, you know, by the loss. You know, I think I actually tipped Willetton in this one. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But this was a great game. But another team as well that I think everyone has to watch out for is the Willetton Tigers, as always, Jesse.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, they got us, didn't they, when we played against them? So, they have experienced players on their team. You know, they're probably still incorporating Gillian, their new import, but they're absolutely, you know, when they come out and they play hard, they got us. You know, they can get anyone in this league, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And let's go to Rayo and Sports Center. The Eastern Suns taking on the Rocky and Flames. And it was a big win for the Flames, and they stay undefeated 97-51. And Ella Fotu, 15 points, 2 rebounds for her. Tiana Sears, 11 points, 6 rebounds. And it was McGee Pleasant with 6 points, 11 rebounds. And then for the Flames, it was Georgia Pinnow with 28 points, 16 rebounds. Emma Gandini with the double-double as well, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. And Shea Parker-Williams with a double-double as well, 14 points, 12 rebounds. And I've spoken this year a lot about the Rocky and Flames. They had a few outs in this one, but looking at their team, like it's crazy, you know, adding Jess Jakins, getting Georgia Pinnow, Nishea Parker-Williams, Emma Gandini, Shani Amos, you know, like, and even more. I know they had Sammy Whitcomb, but I think she's maybe gone back to the States for the WNBA season. But I'd say, I know in your head and in your head as your team, you guys are the favorites. But I think a lot of people are looking at Rockingham undefeated being the favorites, and you guys really needed to defend your title. And do you think you can definitely, hopefully, be the team to knock them off this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Cougars played Flames when I wasn't here, and we only lost by a few points.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's it.
I think we definitely can knock them off if, you know, we're right on the night.
Yeah, and I feel like even when you guys were undefeated last, I think it was last year, you guys went through that big undefeated. Everyone I had would go against the Cougars. I think, you know, there's this thing.
I always do.
Yeah, there's this thing that they want to see the undefeated teams lose. I think we all have this thing. No disrespect to them, but we want to see someone knock them off, and we want to see them be challenged. So I think that's happening with the Rocky and Flames. So, look, I love the Flames. I love their team, but I think we all want to see them knocked off. So apologies to Marcus Wong, who's a good friend of the show, but we just want to see you lose a little bit. But no, shout out to them. And they've been dominant this year. And then let's go to Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium as the Mandurah Magic getting a win against the Goldfields Giants, 70-53. Yeah, big win for the Magic as they came off of a loss last week against the East Perth Eagles. And in this one for the Goldfields, it was Zipsa with 12 points, 11 rebounds. It was Jossen with 16 points, 7 rebounds, and Fetch with 13 points, 6 rebounds. And for the Mandurah Magic, it was Emma Clastorney, 18 points, 18 rebounds. Casey Milo with 19 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And Tiana Wilson-Palmer with the 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And yeah, that's the wrap for our pink round in round 7 in the NBL 1 West. And Jesse, hope you can stick with us because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about round 8. And yeah, we're going to go through all the fixtures for round 8, and I'm going to get your tips if you're all good to stick around.
Yeah, sure.
No problem. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere as we're talking to Jesse Edwards from the Coburn Cougars. And welcome back to Fast Break. As we're in the women's division, and I'm talking to Jesse Edwards from the Coburn Cougars. And Jesse, your girls, as I mentioned, you know, sitting in that, you know, third position. You know, what's some positives you guys are taking out of this year? What are you guys looking at to improve on as well coming into the rest of the season? Because, you know, you guys sitting in 7-2, third place, you know, you got the Warwick Senators in front of you with 8-2 record, and then the Rocky and Flames with a 9-0 record. What have you guys got to do to hopefully, you know, get to that number one spot this year?
We've got to be consistent. I think that's the biggest thing for us because we have a bunch of talented players on our team. I think, like Rockingham does, we have a really strong bench as well. Mm. And we have all of the talent there and we have a great coaching staff. I think we just need to actually consistently perform week to week.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, and that's I guess that's a tough thing. And you guys have had some great games, some games where, you know, I think like lots of teams, you know, you have some great games where you don't compete, you know, as hard as you thought you could, and then you had some big games as well. But with defending your title this year, which I guess it's a big, you know, it's on the agenda really because you guys are the champs. You know, it's all about defending, but. Is the goal, it's a stupid question, but the goal is definitely to get back to that grand final. And you guys have the team to do it. And like you said, being consistent. But what else do you girls need to do to get back to that that championship and, you know, get another ring this year?
I think we definitely need to keep our defense really tight because I think scoring comes really easily to us. And when we don't defend as hard as we can and when we don't rebound as hard as we can, it's hard for us to get into our offense. And that's something that's the great thing is that's something that's completely under our control. So I think defense is a really big focus for us.
And how would it feel to go back to back and get a ticket to the NBL One National Championships, which is being held, I think it was the Gold Coast. I forgot now, but it's somewhere like over east. But I'm so terrible. But how would it feel to get that back to back and get another ring on your finger, as I said?
No, that'd be incredible. I mean, like everyone knows, we only got our first championship last year, so to do it 2 years in a row, that'd just be incredible.
Yeah, it would be the dream. But let's see how the season goes. We're only in round seven, round eight, so a lot more action to come. But I feel like the season's going very quick already, so which every year it always happens. But Jesse, let's go to some of the games for round eight. And first off, it's at Morley Sport and Recreation Centre. The Coburn Cougars taking on the East Perth Eagles. East Perth getting a big win against the Madra Magic last year. They had a bye in round seven as their men head up to Geraldton. And I know who you're going for. You're going for Cougars. Look, I think I'm going to go with East Perth because I think they need this win. They need another win. There's been a lot of talk about, them being 1-6. They need another win. So I think they're coming off of a big win. Mary Baskerville coming off of a huge game, 34-20. And she's someone that you might come up against, this week. And what have you got to do to try stop Mary? Because she's, been a dominant force for East Perth inside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess we just got to get to her early and not let her get going because, it's always dangerous if you let a scorer start early on.
It's going to be a big game for your girls, but and it's going to be at the new Morley Sport Recreation Centre. And then let's go to Mike Barnett Sports Complex, the Rocky and Flames taking on the Eastern Suns. Look, I love this Eastern Suns team, but I don't think they'll have enough against Rockingham, and they did come off of a big loss against them in round seven. So they've kind of got a back-to-back against Rockingham, which is very tough, and at Mike Barnett. So I've got Rockingham in this one, Jesse.
Yeah, same for me. I've got Rockingham. That's a tough ask playing Rockingham at home.
Yeah, and as well, as I mentioned, back-to-back kind of, like round seven.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have them. And then, they've got to go up to Mike Barnett again. So tough kind of back-to-back for the Suns. And then let's go to Willetton Basketball Stadium is the Willetton Tigers taking on the Mandurah Magic. Mandurah, have had a great showing lately. As I mentioned, going down East Perth, but they're still a tough team. Vladilava leading them. They've always been a very competitive team. But I'm going to go with the Willetton Tigers. I like their lineup. I like Gillian Archer. She's been incredible so far, putting up some big numbers for them. So I'm going to go with the Tigers in this one, Jesse.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. Mandra's such an incredibly tough team to play against with how physical they are and how hard they work. But I think Willetton might have the edge over them on this one.
Well, Mandra, they do kind of get you out of their sets, with their physicality. They are very physical, and they kind of get you a little bit riled up. I've seen it before. So you never know. They could might maybe upset the Tigers. But I think Tigers might be a bit too strong at the moment. And then let's go to HBF Arena, Joondalup, a back-to-back for the Willetton Tigers. And they're taking on the Joondalup Wolves at 5 p.m. on Saturday, 18th of May. This is going to be interesting. I'm not sure I'm going to pick in this one. I think I'm just going to go with Joondalup as Tigers coming off the back-to-back. We'll see how they go on Friday night if they get beat up by Mandurah. I'm going to go with Joondalup at home in this one, even though Joondalup also coming off of a loss. They need another one to stay in that top, get in that top three, stay in that top three, four. I'm going to go with the Wolves in this one, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wolves too. I think Wolves are still a very strong team, even though, we talked about them looking a little bit different from last year. And playing at home, driving all the way up to Joondalup as well is always, it's always a hard place to play with their crowd as well.
Yeah, they're definitely. And with the bigger arena as well, and more seats, it's going to be definitely a tough place for everyone to play. And then let's go to Wally Hagan Stadium as the Coburn Cougars host the Warwick Senators. You know, you got the Senator. You've got the Coburn Cougars. I'm gonna sorry. Yep. I'm gonna go with you girls because you did beat them before. You've beat them before? That's it, I think.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. I don't know why I'm. What am I thinking? No, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm definitely going for you girls, especially at home. Wally Hagen is another tough place to play, even though it's a little bit smaller than maybe HBF Arena. But a lot of people I talk to feel like the crowd's on their back. Got some nice new seats as well there, Jesse.
Yes, nice new grandstand. Make everyone all comfy.
Yeah, so it's actually not. I haven't been there since, but can't wait to come down. What have you got to do against Warwick? And don't know about Marina Whittle, but you've got a kind of plan in case she does turn up. You know, you've got to hopefully maybe scout in case she is there. But what have you got to do against Warwick to come away with this win?
So obviously we'll prepare as if she's going to be playing. But I think the biggest thing for us is to shut down Stacey Bell and Chloe Forster because they're two of the main scorers for their team. And they're going to be our big focus on defense. Like I said before, I think as a team we can score relatively easy when our defense is good. So I think it's going to be a really big defensive focus for us.
Mm. And as well with the Senators, they are a tough team. And with your girls, just sticking together in this one, hopefully a big win for your girls at Wally Hagen. And let's go to the Lakeside Lightning taking on the Rockingham Flames at Lakeside Rec Centre. I think Lakeside can beat them, but because Rockingham, you know, even though they got a double header in this one, you know, they look unstoppable. I think they'll go 11-0 this weekend. And I think they'll beat Lakeside, but I think Lakeside will give them a really big fight. From me seeing them on Saturday night, having a watch, they are an incredible team. They're coached well by Marty Zeller. But yeah, I just don't think they have enough against Rockingham. But we'll see. Rockingham have a few outs as well. You know, no Sammy Whitcomb as well. So look, we spoke about it. Anyone's beatable. So yeah, I'm just going to go with Rockingham in this one. But secretly hoping Lakeside get the win.
Same here.
Same. Yeah. And then we'll go to Eton Rec Centre down in Bunbury as the Slammers taking on the Goldfields Giants. A bit of a lower table clash, but I'd like to see Slammers get the win, but I think Goldfields, they've actually won this season. They actually beat the Slammers, I think, before. So I'm going to go with the Goldfields in this one, getting a win against the Slammers on Saturday.
Yeah, me too.
And then last game of the round at Rayo and Sports Centre, it's the Eastern Suns taking on the Perth Redbacks, and a tough weekend for them. But I think if Nat Cho is okay, I know she was out on Friday night playing on Saturday, but if she's all good, if she's in the lineup, I think they'll get the win against the Suns this week.
Yeah, I think if they've got, because, you know, Nat obviously scores a lot for them. Mm. I think if she's back, then they can probably get it.
Mm, yeah, and sorry, there is a game on Sunday as well. My bad, I did say last game of the round, but game on Sunday the 19th at 11 a.m. Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre. The Goldfields Giants taking on the Mandurah Magic, and I think Mandurah will. I think that they should get this one against Goldfields. I think Mandurah are the better team, but it is a tough. It's definitely a tough time to play 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. So that's going to be a tough, challenging for both teams, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mandurah's going to get this one. Like we were saying before, they're a really strong and physical team, and I think they have that edge over Goldfields.
Mm. Well, that's the wrap for the women's division in the NBL 1 West this week. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, won't be here next week, but we've got a very, very special guest coming in to take the chair and talk and, you know, do my job. Maybe this person could do the job better than me. Maybe I'd be kicked out, but could be the last show I do. But so check out for that. And remember, download the NBL One app and you can watch all the games live and free. Also check them out on KO Freebies as well. It's going to be a big, we're getting into the, you know, deeper end of the season. So, Jesse, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And, as well, good luck for you at work. And, you know, I know you're a big piece of this, you know, Coburn team. So it's great to see you stick around.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And, don't go anywhere, listeners, because we're going to have, I didn't say it at the top of the show, but we've got Randy Bell from the Goldfields Giants coming to talk to us today on the show. So don't go anywhere. We're going to come back and we're going to talk men's division in the NBL One West. And we're back on Fast Break, and we're into the men's division of the NBL One West 2024. And as I mentioned, a very special guest on the show this week for our men's division, and it's Randy Bell from the Goldfields Giants. And Randy, thank you so much for coming on the show this week.
Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you again.
No problem. And I guess coming from the States, going to Kalgoorlie, and you've played in Indonesia before, which we will get into, but how's your time so far been in Kalgoorlie with the Giants?
It's been great. You know, since I've been here, my team has been very welcoming. The town, you know, small little town.
Mm.
Everything's been nice. You know, it's pretty peaceful, pretty on my own time, you know, getting my rest, and not too much traffic or, you know, too much running around. So it's been a good time.
Mm. Well, I guess, did you know much about Australia when you signed to come and play for Goldfields? Did you know anything? I've heard a lot of players this year did not even know that Perth, I know you're out in Kalgoorlie, which is, you know, a few hours away, but a lot of people don't even know about Perth. When you think about Australia, it's Sydney, Melbourne, it's, you know, maybe other places. But did you know much about Australia before coming here?
Not really, not as much. Like you said, like Melbourne, Sydney, you know the big cities. But like West Australia, I have never, you know, even kind of like touched in or, you know, looked into it. Definitely Kalgoorlie. But I think it's been a good, you know, good learning experience. You know, like you said, I played in Indonesia last year, and this year me being in West Australia, I think it's just me touching all over the map. You know, the country, I think, is a good culture shock for me.
Mm. And, you're coming from this, look, if I, you know, you're from New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, from New Jersey. And how is that such a culture shock to go to somewhere like, even going to Borneo as well in Indonesia, which is a different world. But to come into Kalgoorlie, into a small town in New Jersey, I don't know much about, you know, around New Jersey, but I'm from Sicklerville. Yeah, how has that been for you, this culture change of coming from, you know, New Jersey, going to Borneo, and then, you know, coming to, I'd say, the outback, really, kind of, in Kalgoorlie? How's that been for you?
It's been good. You know, I like going around the world, meeting new people, making new relationships. So it's been really good. Well, you know, I said my last two years I played in Borneo, so I had a good, you know, a good relationship with the team and the owners and, you know, even the players. I built some good relationships there. Now I'm here in with the Goldfields Giants, and it's been a good, you know, good relationship here. You know, everybody's been welcoming. A different culture shock, you know, as in just the people and the lingo, and just showing me different things around. You know, even though when I was in Indonesia, they were just showing me their culture, you know, how much they believe in their faith, you know. And I think that's a good thing too. Even here in Australia, you know, they're showing me around, just, you know, different foods and just trying different things. I think just getting out of my shell was the best thing for me.
Mm. Well, I want to talk about Indonesia maybe in the next segment, but there's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about your season so far this year, you know, averaging just about 24 points a game, you know, 6 assists a game, just about 7 rebounds a game, shooting 50% from the field. How do you feel you've done this year to start off your first year in the NBL One West?
I think I'm playing very well, you know, but I think it's always room for improvement. With my team, you know, they're looking at me to be a little bit of a leader. So I'm also working on that and kind of better that in my game. You know, like I said, every game is going to be, you know, Kalgoorlie is usually toward the bottom of the bracket, and we're trying to change that, you know, trying to turn a different leaf. And we know it's not going to happen over a day. It's not going to happen in 1 week. So we're just trying to, you know, keep building and going up in the charts. You know, we've been having some tough games. You know, I think we're competitive. We're a competitive team. And that's just what I want for my team. You know, just be competitive, and for myself, be competitive. You know, it's always room for improvement. So I think I've been playing very well though, totally around.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got a kind of, you know, a tag team with Deshaun Parsons, and he's playing great this year as well. 23 points, 5 assists a game, 10 rebounds, shooting 58%. What do you like about playing with Deshaun?
I like this song. He's a good leader. You know, I kind of call him like a big brother. You know, he's been playing for about 6-7 years overseas. So, you know, he's showing me some of the ropes and stuff. With him, they call him like a Draymond Green. It's kind of funny, but But he's a great guy, you know. He does a little bit of everything. He's like a point forward. He can, as you can see with his stats, he can score, he can rebound, he can assist. It's honestly amazing playing with him, you know, because every night he brings it. He brings intensity, and he's like, you know, he's kind of a smaller big man. He'll go up against 7-foot guys, you know. He's relentless, you know. Every night to play with him, you know, you have a good opportunity to be in the game.
Yeah, well, talking about matching up with 7-foot guys, you know, he would have to go up against Michael Durr this weekend against Mandra, yes. which we can get into, which we will in a sec. But yeah, let's go to some of the games we've had this weekend in the men's division. And first off, talking about the Coburn Cougars, they had a loss against the Perth Redbacks, 90-83. Carl Armour, who's a legend of the league, he's played over 300 games. So congratulations to Carl Armour, a good friend of the show.
Congratulations
to him, and I forgot to mention it last week, so I apologize about that for the listeners. But yeah, big win for the Perth Redbacks, and in this one for the Coburn Cougars, it was Morant with 17 points, 11 rebounds, Reese Vague 14 points, 8 rebounds, and Gavin Field 12 points, 2 rebounds. And for the Perth Redbacks, it was Miles Gibson, big game for him, 28 points, 13 rebounds, Demakopoulos as well, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and Tevin Jackson as well, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. I don't know if you've seen the Perth Redbacks this year, Randy.
Yes, we played them twice.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's it, yeah. So, you know, what's your thoughts on them? You know, Miles Gibson, he's been great. He's had some big games and averaging big numbers this year, 21 points and about 8 rebounds a game. You know, and then they have the big 7-foot Giannis Demakopoulos, Tevin Jackson as well. And how's that? You know, every game you're going up against really competitive guys and in each team.
I think the Perth Redbacks have a good all-around team. You know, Miles Gibson played us. He had two good games. You know, I think he's has a good mid-range. Then with Tevin, you know, he's kind of a tall point, kind of like a point forward.
Yeah.
He pushes the pace, can hit a three. I think they have a good team. You know, with Giannis, he's 7 foot. He steps out, hit a three. He controls the paint. You know, he can pass the ball at the elbow, the top of the three. So I like their game. They have a good all around team. You know, good IQ in there. They're just, you know, I think they're getting it together. I think they won last night. Or I think they did win last night. I think every night, you know, any team in this league, you know, you have to come and play from the top to bottom. You know, any team can win. You'll find that out on any given night. You know, the top team can beat the lower team. The lower team can beat the top team. Just like East Perth beat Geraldton yesterday,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So any given night, I think with this league, you got to be ready to play every given night.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. And at Bendat Basel Center, the Perry Lakes Hawks getting a big win, a 7-point win against the Eastern Suns, 104-97. And it was Jalen Key, their import, 23.7 rebounds, 4 assists. Daquan Abram as well, 22.7 rebounds, 4 assists. Matt Leary as well, adding 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. And for the Suns, Marik Nelson, he's having a great season as well, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Brian Michaels, 19 points for him. And then Reese Maxwell as well, 16 points, 5 rebounds. And then going back to milestones, Robbie Huntington as well, a legend of the league, 300 games for him. So congratulations to him as well. Big time. I remember watching him back in the Joondalup Wolves days, or Wanneroo Wolves, way back. Randy, this is old for me. I give it up
to anybody that plays 300 games, man. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, so he's a legend of the league. But Eastern Suns struggling at the moment, can't get some wins. They've been struggling, but I think they have a great team. You know, Marik Nelson being great for them, and tough loss for them against the Perry Lakes team. And then we've go to the HBF Arena. It was Battle of Joondalup, and this is a big rivalry game we have here in Perth, Randy. You know, the 105-90 win, HBF Arena, Joondalup. 105, yeah, as I said, 90 win for the Wolves, and some scorers for Joondalup. CJ Turner, 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists, and Caleb Davis with 25 points, 10 rebounds, Ethan Elliott with 21 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and for Warwick, it was Todd Withers, 31 points, 12 rebounds, Michael Harris with the 18 points, 7 rebounds, and George Pearl adding 16 points, 7 rebounds. And then that was the Friday night. We'll go to Saturday night games. And as you mentioned, yeah, big win for the East Perth Eagles. They keep that.
Yes.
You know, they stop the Geraldton Buccaneers, and they give them their first loss of the season, 87-72. And it was a big game for, you know, a couple guys in Geraldton, like Nick DeSantis. 23 points, 5 rebounds. Liam Hunt with 18 points, 16 rebounds. And then Josh Keyes as well with 18 points, 8 rebounds. But for East Perth, it was Sunday Detch with 19 points, 4 rebounds. David Aquera with 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. And as well, Sebit Reith off the bench, 14 points, 14 rebounds. And that's a huge win for the East Perth Eagles. They're sitting 4-4 now. And yeah, Geraldton getting their first loss of the season, Randy.
Yes, it was good. That was a good game for the East Perth. They needed that one.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. And then let's go to Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. The Perth Redbacks going down to the Slammers, and the Slammers definitely needed this one. I think they've gone on about a 4-game losing streak, or about 3-4 games. But 81-73 win for the Slammers. And scorers for the Perth Redbacks: Tevin Jackson, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Demakopoulos, 12 rebounds, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And Miles Gibson with 14 points, 6 rebounds. And for the Slammers, it was Boy Touch with 17 points, 5 rebounds. Alex Holcomb, their import as well, 13 points, 8 rebounds. And Matty Angmuo with 13 points, 7 rebounds. And then going to Warwick Stadium is another big win for the Warwick Senators against the Coburn Cougars. 113-93, and in this one it was Michael Harris with 31 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Todd Withers, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. George Pearl with the 18 points. And then for Coburn, Reese Vague, 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. And Kyle Armour, 13 points added for him, and Hamish Clark as well with the 13 points. But Todd Withers, I don't know if you know much about Todd Withers. He's played in our national NBL for the Adelaide 36ers. He's played in a little bit of time in the G League as well. But I don't know if you've actually matched up so far yet against Todd, but he's definitely a tough competitor, and this Warwick team are a team to definitely worry about. But do you know much about Todd Withers?
Not much. I've been watching the Senators a little bit. Haven't really had too much time to watch the games. And every time I kind of watch them, it's either like a couple minutes in and out. So no, I haven't had really much time to see him.
No, he's someone definitely to look out for, Randy, but a big player for the Warwick Senators. And I did forget Tyler Shand as well, 9 points, 17 rebounds, 11 assists. A big game for him in that win. So good work from him. And Lakeside Rec Centre, Lakeside Lightning, going up against the Willetton Tigers. And I was at this game, 111-90. Win for the Tigers, and it was a good game throughout. Mike Adewumi was big in this one, 19 points for him. It was Dom Jackson with the 18 points, 8 rebounds. Josh Davey with 19 points, 8 rebounds. And then for Willetton, it was Michael Dupree, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And Damian Scott as well, 20 points, 2 rebounds. And Mike Vigor with the 19 points. And I was talking about Mike Dupree. He's been big this season, and he's a guy that was in your position last year at the Goldfields.
Yes.
Last year playing for the Giants, and made his move closer to Perth with the Willetton Tigers. Yeah, but, you know, he's someone as well who's been great this year. I don't know if you've seen much of Mike Dupree this year, Randy.
Yeah, he has come to a couple of our games. Me and him has talked. He's a good guy. I like his game. I know, like you said, he was in my position last year. I have his jersey number, you know. he's a good guy. I like his game. Every time we get around each other, he speaks highly of me. I speak highly of him. I said, he's a good guy. I like watching him play.
Yeah, and he had a big game last night, as I mentioned, 27 points. And, doing big things. And no Marshall Nelson as well for the Tigers, and they still get a big win. And then Rayo and Sports Centre in Kalamunda, the Eastern Suns going down to the Rockingham Flames, 91-72. Marik Nelson for the Suns, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Reese Maxwell adding 12 points there and 3 rebounds. And, the Rockingham Flames, it was Jonathan Jansen, 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists for him. Quinton Dove, having a big game in this one. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. No Devondrick Walker for the Rockingham Flames, but a very dominant win. And someone as well who you would know, maybe, I didn't know if he was there at the same time, but has played in you know, the Indonesian League. Both guys, Quinton Dove and Devondrick Walker, and you know, they're here playing in the NBL One West. I don't know if you know much about it, those two.
Quinn Dove, they both played this year.
Yeah.
Quinn Dove actually played this year, then kind of switched teams back over here. I know he's a good, you know, good kind of swing man. You know, kind of plays a 3-4, very energetic, dunking the ball. They loved him in Indonesia. You know, they were kind of sad to have him leave. Then Walker actually played for my old team, Borneo.
Yes.
They loved him too. You know, even when they asked me about him, I think he's a great player. You know, he has a good pace, can shoot the ball, good leader. You know, he just plays a game that you can't really rush him. You know, a lot of people can't do that. And with him, he just had he's just kind of battling injuries right now. So, you know, I wish the best for him. But, you know, when he's healthy, he's a top 5 player, I think, in any league he plays in.
Definitely. And a league MVP over here in the NBL One West. So a multiple MVP winger. But then let's go to the last game of the round at Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium. It was a tough loss for your Giants, but 107-94 loss to the Mandurah Magic. And I'll get your thoughts in a sec. But Randy yourself, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. And then Deshaun Parsons with the 33 points, 12 rebounds. And Damon Ballantyne adding 19 points as well. And for Mandurah, it was Joel Murray, 42 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Michael Durr was huge as well, 18 points, 22 rebounds. And Molnar with the 22 points. And Lockie Bertram as well, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. And Randy, you know, a tough loss as well to take from this. But what's some positives that you guys can work with this week at training?
I just think, you know, rebounding, you know, he has 22 rebounds. We got to, you know, he's 7 feet, but we have to box out a little bit better. Just stay consistent. You know, I think our team, we have some ups and we have some downs, so we can just kind of stay on that consistent roll. You know, and then just try to play defense without fouling. You know, I think Murray had 18 free throws. I think he went 17 for 18. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a good guard, fast, so it's going to be hard to stop him. But we just can't let a team or a player shoot 18 free throws himself. That's digging ourselves in a hole. Mm. But positive, I think we're competitive. We played a good game. Like sometimes, you know, you get a shorter than a stick, you know. Mm. I think this year for us, we've been playing really hard, you know. We've been playing really hard, playing competitive, like I keep saying, you know. But I think we need to work on just, you know, staying together, just being us, staying true to us. And I think everything's going to fall in place.
Mm. Well, you guys have you know, a lot of great pieces yourself and Deshaun Parsons. You know, Damon Ballantyne is a great all-around player. And, you know, Manilok Malik as well, Connor Gwick. What do you like about playing with, you know, the local guys, you know, the Aussies and, you know, the guys that have been there for a few years? What do you like about playing with, you know, as I mentioned, you know, Damon Ballantyne, Connor Gwick, and guys like that?
Yeah. They're honestly the first part. You know, they're good guys. You know, they're supportive. We all, you know, we all hang out outside of the gym. We all, you know, make sure everyone's okay. Mm. I think, like I said, we have with our team, we have a lot of guys that can do a little bit of everything. You know, like Damon and Khan and our Jerome, they're shooters. You know, and Damon can play defense. Khan can play defense. We have a lot of guys that can kind of do like a little bit of everything, and I think that's good for us. Now we just got to put the pieces together. You know, and then when we start rolling, I think we're going to surprise a lot of teams. I think a lot of teams, though, we have it now, is just putting it on the floor, you know, the best 5 or best 6, 7, 8 of us, you know, just getting together and just putting it all on the court.
Yeah, well, as I said, you guys have the team, you have the pieces, but I guess it's just getting it together, and especially a lot of new players like yourself and Deshaun trying to find your spot in the team and just fit in. But it'll definitely come, Randy, and I think you guys have that team to compete with everyone, and you've shown you have. But Randy, hopefully you can stick with us, because we're going to take a little break and we're going to come back and talk the fixtures for round 8 this week, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that sounds good.
No problem. Well, don't go anywhere, listeners. We're here with Randy Bell from the Goldfields Giants. And we're back on the show here with Randy Bell from the Goldfields Giants. And Randy, coming over from the US, and you know, as I mentioned, you had a stop in Borneo in Indonesia. How did you you know, kind of get the, you know, chance to play in Indonesia? And yeah, it must have been an interesting, because I feel like a lot of people would say, is there a basketball league in Indonesia? But the Indonesians love their basketball. And yeah, how did you get the chance to play in Borneo?
My first year out of COVID, I played in El Salvador, South America.
Yeah.
And one of my teammates had an agent, and he was putting himself in the draft. So he let me know about it, and I put myself in the draft too. And while I was there in El Salvador, I actually got drafted in the second round, 27th pick to Borneo. And they had me there that first year. And that's how I got over there, you know. That was the first year of them being a team too, you know. And so everything was new to them. It was new to me, you know. And I think there it kind of made me like family, you know. I was one of their first imports, and then they brought me back the next year. So it was, you know, it was a great experience. Hopefully I can go back and play there one day. Like I said, the Indonesia League is growing, you know. Now they have ex-NBA guys, and, you know, KJ McDaniels, Tyrese Robinson.
Yeah.
They had Malachi Richardson. They have Philippine import, just from Brownlee, Brandon Francis. So they're having a lot of good guys that play over there, you know. And the league is only growing. Now they're playing in the BCL Asia, you know, a big Asia tournament.
Yeah.
So you know, like I think the last 2-3 years, Indonesia league has been growing. I think a lot of people are starting to want to play in it.
Yeah, yeah. As I mentioned, we've had a few guys, like I said, Devondrick Walker. And, you know. Yeah, sorry, my mind's going crazy. But Jay Bowie as well. I don't know if you know about Jay Bowie. He played for Bali United.
He played at Bali, yep.
Yeah, yes, so he's played in the NBL One West when it was the SBL as well, our state basketball league, when we went from a transition from the SBL to NBL One West. But yeah, he's another guy who's played here, and I'd say many more. As I said, sorry, Quinton Dove, definitely someone who's been over there. But yeah, I want to ask about just living in Indonesia. You know, I've been to, you know, here in Australia, here in Perth, we always go to Bali. We're always in Bali, but I haven't had the chance to go to Jakarta or Borneo. But yeah, you know, how is that just being around in Indonesia and kind of just being with a different culture? Because it's very different. You know, how they live is a lot different. But yeah, how was that kind of living in Borneo and Indonesia?
So Borneo, we were based in kind of like 10, 15 minutes out of the capital of Jakarta. It was very nice. You know, it's like third world countries, but you got to make the most of it. You know, the people there are nice. The roads, that's why I said the roads are busy. You know, it's kind the roads are busy. You know, you get in the car, you have 100 bikes around you.
Yeah.
Just cutting in front of you, and, you know, people walking places. And, you know, like, it's just like a good, like I said, a different culture shock, but it's nice, you know, going over there. They have nice restaurants. They have nice things to see. You can see the culture and, like I said, their belief, you know, their faith. You see a lot of people. That country is mostly Muslim.
Yes.
So you know, they walk around with, you know, high spirits. You know, some of the people might not have what half as much as other people, but, you know, they're high spirits. They always want to give you what they have, you know, and I think that was the best thing. You know, they'll give you their last before they'll take it themselves, and I think that was the most important thing. You know, lesson learned while being over there. And then, you know, over there it's fun. You know, it's nice. There's a lot of things to do. The people are great, and I have no complaints.
Mm. And then having the chance to come and play here, you know, how did you get that call? And yeah, what was the decision to come over to WA and play for Kalgoorlie?
Our coach, Matt Van Pelt, he has coached in Vietnam about, I think, last 4 or 5 years, which they got heat. When I was in Indonesia, I kind of connected with him a little bit when they had the Asian Games. So it's like the Asia Games. They're like, they had 3-on-3, 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Bali. One of my old imports played with him for 3-on-3. And, you know, I kind of connected with him there. And then he coached the ABL, Saigon Heat. I think they made it to the championship, but lost in the championship last year. And I also wanted to play in the ABL, so I was contacting him. So me and him has been in contact for about like last year and a half, maybe, you know. And then he got the job here. He contacted me and my agent, and we finally got a chance to hook up, you know, and make that connection happen.
Well, we love having you in the league, and it's great to have you here in the NBL One West. But let's go back to your college days, and you started off at Holy Family University, and then also transferred to Lynn University, and then finished some of your years at Dalton State College. Talk about your college career, and talk about going from school to school, and how was that for you? Your college career, how did you feel you did in your time in university?
I think my college career was good, you know. Sometimes it wasn't the transfer portal like it is today, but I think I had a good career. You know, I scored over 1,600 points, 1,700 points. My freshman year, I scored about 600-700 points that year. It was about a low Division II called Holy Family. I had about 23 a game. So after that year, I tried to take the leap into going to a better school, and I did. I went to Lane University, one of the best Division IIs around. When I got there, you know, everything was good. Sometimes, you know, when you go different places and, you know, it's just a different fit. You know, sometimes you don't fit in like you're supposed to. And, you know, I kind of understood that, you know, some things aren't going to work out how you want it to. And, you know, I tried to take that leap of faith and it worked out. You know, I'm grateful for being in that position that I could at Lynn. But I think just for me as my career, I thought it was best for me to move on and go somewhere else. And then I landed at NAIA in Georgia called Dalton State. My first year there was, you know, trying to get the feel of it and stuff. We did okay. And then my senior year was my breakout year. I think I averaged about 18. I was coming off the bench, averaged about 18, maybe about 4 assists, about 5-6 rebounds. I was player of the year there. I was tournament MVP there. We won the conference championship, the tournament, and then we were a number one seed in the national tournament, but it got cut short because of COVID. Mm. We actually went 30-3 that year. So it was my senior year was everything I could ask for.
Mm. Well, yeah, it did happen, especially with all the tournaments being cut short and everything with COVID, and it must have been a hard thing to deal with, especially as you said, having such a great season. Yeah, how was the frustration of just not being able to play basketball? I think everyone had it around the world, but especially when you've worked so hard, especially like you said, being number one seed and then not being able to play, not being able to fight for that championship. How did that feel for you?
It was hard. You know, it was kind of, at the time, it was like, oh, it was kind of disappointing because, you know, like a lot of people don't get to play on national stages. And, you know, as a senior, you know, you kind of want to go to them stages. And I was a first team All American, so I think I was progressing on a good route, you know, for me to go professional. That's what I wanted to do, and it kind of like it hurt a little bit, you know. But you know, life doesn't stop, you know. But I think a lot of it wasn't just me, you know. It was a lot of people in the world that was disappointed, you know. Their college career was kind of cut short, you know. And you know, them couple extra games can kind of help you progress into, you know, the next stage if it's the G League, the NBA, or, you know, going overseas, anything professional, you know. And I just felt like I got cut short. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to keep working. Mm. That's what I tell everybody, you know. You just got to keep working, you know, keep putting that faith and that hope into what's coming next.
Mm. And, you know, I feel like at Kalgoorlie, you know, you play a lot of your games at home as always, but and a lot of fans might not be able to get to see you. But for people that haven't seen you and want to check you out, who do you kind of model your game after, or who do you kind of play like? You know, you're a scorer, you can rebound the ball, you can pass, definitely. But who's someone that you might have modeled your game, or who do you think you kind of play like?
That's a hard question. I don't. My favorite player of all time is Allen Iverson.
Okay.
If you ever watch me play, I like, you know, I'm not saying I play like him, but I'm the type of player. I'm very passionate. You know, you ever see me play? I'm talking trash. You know, I'm talking a little bit to the refs. I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, but you know, I think that's why people love me. You know, when I'm on the court, I'm passionate. My teammates love me. I'm into the game. I love it. You know, and I kind of get that from him. You know. He goes out there every night and just puts it on the floor. You know, I'll dive on the floor if I have to. I'll guard the best player, or I'll, you know, if it's taking a sacrifice for the team, I'll do that. If I got a rebound, a ball, assist, you know, I just like helping every way that I can on the court. So I just say a little bit, you know, I think I get my heart. I don't know my game as a whole from, but like my heart and my passion kind of comes from Allen Iverson, seeing him play and just, you know, just leaving out on the floor every time I go play.
Yeah. But yeah, I understand, because it's, I think every basketball player has their idol or something. You know, for me, it was Dwayne Wade. You know, I know I couldn't, mm-hmm. I couldn't play like D Wade. I wasn't like Flash, but you kind of imitate what, you know, I used to imitate his three throw. He used to kind of tilt to the left a little bit. If people go back and watch Dwayne Wade, he used to kind of tilt to the left. So I used to shoot three throws like that. I used to love Carmelo Anthony's pull up, you know, when you just come down mid range and pull up. That's, it's what I used to imitate, but I was nothing like them. But I think it's just, I know what you're saying. You know, you would, you imitate and you want to be like them. So, that's exactly. So, no, I like to ask the question because, it's interesting who people look up to, but, Randy, let's go into some of the games that are happening in round eight, and I'll just get your tips as well. And I know you haven't seen maybe every team, but let's see how we go in this one. First off, at Morley Sport and Rec Center, the East Perth Eagles taking on the Coburn Cougars. I'm going to go with East Perth because if they play how they played against the Goldfields Giants, they're coming off of a big win. They're going to be pumped this week, and they're going to want to get a big win against Coburn. So I'm going to go with the East Perth Eagles, Randy. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with East Perth, too. You know, they just came off a big win against Geraldton. I think they have good spirits. You know, I think that will lead into the next week.
Yeah, we'll see how they go this week at Morley. And sorry, that is Friday night, the 17th. And then Mike Barnett Sports Complex, Rockingham Flames taking on the Eastern Suns. I think Rockingham will be a bit too much for the Eastern Suns. The Suns really struggling at the moment. Haven't got a win to get a win for a while. You know, sitting bottom last with 1-9 record. But I think the Rockingham Flames will get this one on Friday night. Randy,
same as well. I think Rockingham Flames. You know, they're top 3-4 team in the league. They have good team, good system.
Yeah,
there's a lot to handle, and I just don't think the Suns can handle that this week.
No, and I think even without Devondrick Walker, because he was out, I think they'll still get the win. It really opens up Quinton Dove to show what he can do. So, and then let's go to Willetton Basketball Stadium. The Willetton Tigers taking on the Mandurah Magic. Look, Michael Dupree is my guy, and also from Magic, Michael Durr, he's a good friend. So this is a tough one, but I'm going to go with Mike Dupree. He played big last night. I don't know if they'll have Marty Nelson back. He's actually playing 3-on-3 in, I think it's China or something. So he's away at the moment. But I think Willetton will get this one at home. But Mandurah is a great team, and you just faced Mandurah as well, so you might have a good insight from them. But, what's your thoughts on this one, Randy?
I think it'll be a good back-and-forth game. I'm with you. I think Willetton will win. You know, they've been hot, you know. I think Mandurah can steal one, though, you know. They have a good point guard with Mary. They have a good shooter, a good big, you know. So with their – if he plays like he played last night, man, you know, they're a good team that can, you know, win any game. So I'm still going to pick Willetton. I think they've been on a good little hot streak, and Dupree's been hot. So I think he's going to keep rolling with his game.
And then we'll go to Saturday's game, Saturday the 18th at 7 p.m. It's the Geraldton Buccaneers taking on the Perry Lakes Hawks at Active West Stadium, and I think they'll get the win against Perry Lakes after going down to East Perth. They're going to not want to get another loss this year. So I'm going to go with Geraldton in this one, Randy.
Same as well, Geraldton. You know, I think it'll bounce back, like you just say. You know, they lost at home. You know, they don't really lose too many games, and they don't really lose too many games at home. So they're going to have a good, you know, week at practice. You know, they're going to stay true to them. You know, one loss, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But, you know, I think it'll bounce back and show why they're a top team in the league.
Yeah, exactly. And then HBF Arena, Joondalup up, the Wolves taking on the Willetton Tigers. So a tough back-to-back for the Tigers. And I think that's the only reason I might go with Joondalup up at home. You know, Joondalup with their new little arena there and a lot more seating. They have a great fan base. I'm going to go with Joondalup in this one, but this is going to be a good one. Like, this is a top of the table clash. It's first versus second. So the Wolves sitting 7-0 and the Willetton Tigers 8-1. So this is going to be a good one. I'm not sure. I'm being biased. I'm not even a Willetton guy. I'm actually based near Joondalup, so I should be a Joondalup guy. But I'm going to go for the Tigers. I'm going to go for the Tigers. But it's going to be tough because, you know, they got a back to back going up against the Wolves. But I'm just going to go with Willetton in this one. But Joondalup undefeated. it's going to be a great game. It's a game that people should get down to. What do you think about this one, Randy?
Like you said, I think it's going to be a great game. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit harder for Wellington because they're going to have a back-to-back. I'm going to have to take the Wolves. You know, yeah. they're on a high streak. They have a good point guard. You know, they have, I think it was named Elliott, a good point guard. Ethan Elliott, he pushes the pace. He's a good, you know, he sets the tone for them. Then Turner's is, you know, 3-4 year guy in his league. So people know what he can do. He's got way back, you know. They just have an all around team. And, you know, I think they know each other very well. And you can kind of tell that they click a lot, you know. They play together and, you know, I think they're a high caliber team.
Mm. And then we'll go to Wally Hagen Stadium in Coburn. The Coburn Cougars taking on the Warwick Senators. I'm going to go for the Warwick Senators in this one. I like their team. Michael Harris, Todd Withers, you know, George Pearl, Tyler Shand. You know, they've got a great team and they're really clicking at the moment. So I'm going to go with them for a good win against Coburn.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Senators too. You know, they've been clicking. I watched a couple of their games. They're big man. He's, you know, he's throwing down the lane, dunking the ball. Harris hitting threes. You know, hitting threes. I think they're good. They're an electric team. You know, when they get hot, you can see it. You know, I think the Senators are a good team to be watching out for in the league. You know, they'll be a good middle team, maybe top 4 or 5. You know, but they're making a lot of noise. I think the Senators will win that game.
Yeah, definitely. And then at Lakeside Rec Center, the Lakeside Lightning taking on the Rockingham Flames, and I know Rockingham have a doubleheader. Without Devondrick Walker, I'm just saying without Devondrick because he's been out with injury. Yeah. But I like Lakeside. I think they have a great team. Mike Adewumi has been playing big for them. Was Player of the Week last week. You know, Marshawn Blackman as well. Max Richards, Josh Davey. They've got a great team at Lakeside. But I'm just going to go with Rockingham in this one. But, you know, Lakeside really need a win. So what do you think about this one, Randy?
I'm going with Rockingham. You know, Lakeside, like you said, Lakeside, they've been competing and trying to, you know, get back up in the rankings. And they have two good, you know, electric, let's say, imports. You know, they get around and they, you know, they get to the paint, they can dunk the ball. You know, they're very exciting to watch. But I think Rockingham, once again, you know, they have a good 5 to 8 people, you know, on their roster. So it's, you know, they have a good all around team and, you know, good chemistry. Like you said, with Devondrick Walker out, I think that opened up the game for Dove. You know, and he can score the ball just as much as I think anybody in the league. So I think this is going to be a good, maybe a couple of games. I don't know how long Walker will be out, but I think how long he's out for, this is going to open Dove up and let him be who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say definitely they win with Devondrick. It's without Devondrick, it's you know, it swings a little bit Lakeside way, but I think Rockingham, as you said, a bit too tough for Lakeside. But yeah, no disrespect to Lakeside, they're a great team. And then Eden Rec Center, a bit of a long extra journey for your guys this week against the Southwest Slammers, taking on the Goldfields Giants at 8 p.m. You've got the Goldfields, and I'm gonna go in the middle because I can't pick, but I think both teams have a lot to offer.
Yes.
But I think you and Deshaun are a tough duo. Like they've got to quieten you guys down, do what they can. But I like both of these teams. I don't know who to pick. But what have you got to do, Randy, to, you know, on a tough road trip all the way down to Eton, all the way to Bunbury, to take on the Slammers? What have you guys got to do to get the win this weekend?
I just think you have a good week of practice. You know, we played them before, so just stick to the scout. And just, you know, play our game. You know, Slammers are a good team. You know, they have some good shooters. Touch, he's a top, you know, top 5, top 10 player in the league. So it's just about sticking to the scout and just playing our game. You know, like I said, with me and Deshaun, just leading our way for our team and just, you know, just staying with it. You know, like I told you earlier, the pieces will fall in place and, you know, and just get on a roll, start getting on a roll and start winning our games.
Mm. And so that'll be a good one on Saturday night at Eden Rec Center. And then Rayo and Sports Center, the Eastern Suns taking on the Perth Redbacks. I hate that I keep going against the Suns, but I just haven't seen a spark from them. Malik Nelson is really the only guy that has been putting up big numbers. As I said, I didn't see a spark, but he is really the spark for them. But I don't know. I don't think they'll beat Perth this weekend. So I'm going for the Redbacks in this one, Randy.
Same as what I'm doing with the Perth lifestyle. I watched a lot of games around the league.
Yeah.
With like I said, the Suns, they don't really to me. You know, like I said, Nelson, he gets up, dunk the ball. Mm-hmm. He's probably on NBL every week. And, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But they also have another guard, left hand guard. I don't know his name. I think he put about 30, 40 points a couple times a year.
Brian Michaels.
Brian Michaels. Yeah. So Eastern Suns has some potential, but you got to put it together on the court. So I'm going to have to go with the other team.
Yeah, with Perth. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, with Perth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's our games for Saturday, and then on Sunday you guys have a tough matchup again against the Mandurah Magic at Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Center, 1 p.m. And just looking at the scout, as you mentioned, with these teams, and I'd say, keeping Michael Durr off the rebounds and, not allowing them to get to the free throw line so easy, Joel Murray. So, definitely what you guys are looking at for this doubleheader against Mandurah?
Yeah, I think it was a good game, It was good back and forth. Murray had a good game. He shot pretty well from the field, Like I said, I don't know how tall he is, maybe 5'10". He's fast. He can get to the basket. He can shoot in mid-range. He has a good pace. He's a very good guard, And then with Durr, he's about 6'10", 7 feet. He rebounds well. Has a good little touch in the mid-range. Now, it's just about executing at the end. So I think they executed a little bit better than us at the end. And, now it's our turn to go down there and, steal one from them.
Mm. It's definitely a tough time to play as well. I don't know if you feel that way. 1 p.m. on a Sunday, is that a bit different for you? Or maybe in Indonesia, did you play some games like that? Or is it kind of a bit tough, 1 p.m.?
I play some games like that. I just think more of our road trip is a little bit more, that's more of of the burden of the trip. But, like I tell people, it's part of being a professional, everything's not going to be perfect. So, that turnaround, I think we play, maybe 7:30 that Saturday night or 8 and at the Slammers. Mm-hmm. Then we turn around and play at 1 p.m. So, it's about getting recovery after the game, going home, icing, just sticking a scout and just being mentally ready for the next game.
Mm. Well, I've always thought about the Goldfields team, like Goldfields, Geraldton, and maybe Slammers, having to travel a lot of the way. Do you think it brings you guys a bit closer together? You're with each other, you're bonding. Do you feel that maybe in the group that you might be a bit more connected than maybe some of the Metro teams here in Perth?
I think so. Maybe, yeah. Maybe a little bit. I think every team has their own way in bonding, But us, every time we go to Perth, we have about a seven or eight hour road trip, on a bus. So, we have a lot of time to, get to know each other. We play cards on a bus. And then, we get to know each other. We have jokes. We eat food, it's ultimate fun, It's ain't really much you can do on the bus, but, I think we make the most out of it. Like I said, it brings us more together.
Mm. Well, that's all the games for round 8. And Randy, appreciate your time. And before I let you go, what's next for Randy Bell? What can we expect from you? And what's something on your bucket list you love to tick off in your basketball career?
Just hopefully I can, get to that next level of playing in the NBL. I think that's a good league. I think I'm doing very well right now in NBL 1. So if I have the chance or the opportunity to, get a tryout or step up to the next level or, any league, the next step in my career, I think I'm ready for it. Like I said, I'm still building, trying to be a better leader. Just, like I told you before, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So just trying to hold that back a little bit more and just keep improving on my game.
Mm. Well, Randy, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it coming on the show this week. And, keep it up. You've had some big games. You've also been a fast break player of the week. Hopefully there's more to come for you as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And, thank you so much for our guests this week on the show. And remember, ladies and gentlemen listening, check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Give us a follow and check out everything. A lot of content coming up. Check out our sponsors as well. Thank you to them. And also download the NBL One app. You can check out all of the games, all the fixtures, all the stats and everything. Keep up with the NBL One West 2024 this year. Well, thank you so much for listening this week. And as I said, next week I won't be here. I'll be in Sydney. But as I said, someone else will be in the chair. There will be a show, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And could be my last if my special guest, special host does a good job. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.